This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Good evening, sir. I'm Dr. Pooja. I'm a physiotherapist. Sir, during your oration, you said these lines. I would just like to repeat them. You said, every person who is an extremist Muslim, the problems of the humanity will be solved. I would just like to make a correction. I'm too young to correct you. Sorry for that. But from the core of my heart, I believe this sentence would have been more authentic if we put it this way. Every person who is an extremist, the problems of the humanity will be solved. Mesoever, he is a Muslim, a Hindu, a Christian, whosoever.
Dr. Pooja has asked a very good question. And sister, if I'm wrong, I'm ready to accept the mistake. The question answer is meant for that. If I say by mistake 2 plus 2 is equal to 5, you have a right to correct me. It's not 5, it's 4. I'm a human being. I'm not a human computer. I'm a human being. I can make mistake. That's the reason we have open question answer session. But coming to your comment, I said that if everyone would have an extremist Muslim, the problem would have solved. And you corrected me by saying that if we would have said that every human being would have been an extremist, the problem would have solved. Extremist in which way?
The way you said, to be extremely kind, extremely lovable.
Sister, if you heard my talk, I said an extremist Muslim is a person who is extremely kind, extremely merciful, extremely loving, extremely honest, extremely just. Otherwise, they can be an extremist robber who wants to rob. They can be an extremist rapist. So if I just say extremist, the problem will be solved. The rapist will be happy with me. They say I'm an extremist rapist, you know. So sister, if you translate the full into English, you'll understand more correctly. What I meant was that if every human being becomes an extremist Muslim means, if every human being becomes an extremist, peaceful person, submitting his will to God, then the problems of humanity will be solved. Now, because I use the Arabic word, it does not go down the throats of many people. I'm not talking about you, sister.
No.
I'm talking about the media. When I say Islam, Muslim, it doesn't go down the throat. So I would like to rephrase the question for the benefit of the non-Muslims. If every human being becomes an extremely peaceful person, submitting his will to Almighty God, the problems of humanity will be solved.
Mesoever he is Muslim, Hindu or Christian.
Because if you say mesoever he be a Muslim, if he submits his will to Almighty God, he has to be a Muslim.
And if a Hindu submits to God, he is not acceptable
good.
By God.
No.
Not like that.
Yes, sister, wait, let me. You ask a second question, I give a second answer.
No, sir.
You are perfectly right. What's the definition of the word Hindu, sister? Hindu is a geographical definition, meaning those people living in the land of India. In that definition, I'm a Hindu, sister. I'm a Hindu Muslim by geographical definition. But this word Hindu was first used by the Arabs when they came to India. When I go to Saudi Arabia, they say Hindu. You know? So this Hindu actually is a geographical definition. But today, it is used as a misnomer to describe as a religion. According to Swami Vivekananda, he says that the followers should actually be called as Vedantist because they follow the Vedas. So Hindu is a misnomer. You ask any scholar. So if you say, can a Hindu be a Muslim? Geographical definition, I am a Hindu, I am living in India, I submit my will to God, I am a peaceful person. But sister, even the Americans can be good. Even the English can be good. If I say everyone in the world should live in India, as it is there is population, as it is there are more than 1 billion people.
Sister,
please let me complete the answer. You asked a question, I'm giving the answer. We'll give you a second chance, no problem, sister. Surely. But at least let me clarify. Therefore, the words that you use, you should understand the meaning of the word. If every human being should live in India, then the Indian government will have a problem. As it is, they say, hum do hamare do ek ke baad abhi nahi, do ke baad kabhi nahi. They're talking about family planning. We two and our two. Hum do hamare do ek ke baad abhi nahi, do ke baad kabhi nahi. Means after one, let there be a gap. After two, you should not at all produce. Family planning, you can hear my answer in Quran Modern Science. So sister, therefore the words that you speak, if it's not in English, people sometimes have confusion. So if you're a Hindu, submitting our will to God, submitting and following the Vedas. If you see my talk, sister, on similarities between Islam and Hinduism, the Vedas say that you should believe in one God. If you follow the Vedas, it's mentioned in Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, chapter number 6, section number 2, verse number 1. It says that Ikkam Evidityam, God is only one without a second. It's mentioned in the Veda, Yajurveda, chapter number 32, verse number 3, Na Tasripatamasti, of that God, there is no Pratima. Pratima means image, statue, sculpture, photograph. Of that Almighty God, according to Veda, there are no images, there are no photographs, there are no sculptures, there are no statues. If you are such a Hindu, it's mentioned in the Veda of another messenger to come, the final messenger, whose name is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He is prophesied in the Kalki Avatar, chapter number 2, verse number 5, verse number 7, verse number 9, verse number 11, verse number 15, that this Kalki Avatar, he will be born in the city of peace, that is Makkah. His father's name shall be Vishnu Yash, servant of God, translated Abdullah, which was the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father. His mother's name shall be Sumati, means peaceful, serenity. In Arabic, it's Amina, which was the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother. He will be born on 12th month of Madhav. We know he was born on 12th Rabi Awal. He'll have four companions. The first for Khulafa Rashidin. I can go on and on and on. I've given a lecture on similarities between Islam and Hinduism. What I say, sister, that let us agree that at least one book is the word of God. Hindus will say that the Veda is the word of God. Christian will say Bible is the word of God. Muslim will say Quran is the word of God. Let us at least agree to follow what is common in the scriptures. Come to common terms as between us and you. Now what is not common, sister, let's not fight on that. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Fine? So let us agree, all the religious scriptures, all the major religious scriptures, whether it be the Bible, whether it be the Veda, whether it be the Quran, whether it be the Parsi scriptures, whether it be the Sikh scriptures, they say you have to believe in one God. Most of the major religions, they prophesize the coming of the last and final messenger. It's mentioned even in the Bible, in Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 19. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 29, verse number 12. It's prophesied in the Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 16. In the New Testament, Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 26. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12, 14. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he hears shall he speak. So what we come to know from all these major scriptures, that you have to believe in one God, who has got no images, who has got no idols. You have to believe in the last and final messenger. So let us agree, sister. Let's not fight on the differences. Let's agree to follow what is common in the Hindu scriptures, in the Parsi scriptures, in the Christian scriptures. You are talking Hindu-Muslim. I'm talking about Parsiism. I'm talking about Islam. Let us agree to follow what's common. And inshallah, all the human beings who believe in God, they'll have to agree there's one God who has got no images, who has got no statues, and have to believe that one last and final messenger has to come, whose name is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Then we will have, every human being should be an extremely peaceful person, submitting his will to Almighty God. Then the problems of humanity will be solved. Hope that answers the question, sister.
Yeah, thank you, sir.